How interesting that the prayer that Walter led, the scripture that was read by Blair, the hymns that were selected by Anne, all just seemed to fit into the message that is to be delivered today. It just amazes me so many times how, even without talking to other people or telling them what's going to happen, I did tell Blair what scripture to read, but I did not tell Anne which passages, hymns to select, and I did not tell Walter which passages or texts to read. And yet, I hope you will see that this is because God's presence is here. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened." You know, Jesus had been preaching up to this point in time where he had given what is commonly known the Sermon on the Mount. It actually starts way back in Matthew chapter 5. And he has spoken about, he has taught, and he has preached about a whole number of subjects. Salt and light. He talks about the law. He preaches about anger, lust, divorce, vows, revenge, loving your enemies, giving to the needy, prayer and fasting. He preaches about money, worry, and he preaches about judging others. And then Jesus made it really clear about how we should ask and what we should be asking for. In Matthew chapter 5, we are given this almost impossible task if we were to try and do it on our own. In Matthew chapter 5, it says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." How can we become perfect? We can't do it on our own. We're just mortal, human, sinful beings. We must come to the realization that if we are to be in God's kingdom and have eternal life, we have to come to the realization that we can't do it on our own. The only solution is to come to God, as one book details, as ragamuffins, as beggars, humbly, and we receive his grace to do the impossible. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11, Jesus then describes the way a person should pray, because prayer is so important. He says that we are to ask, and we are to seek, and we are to knock. The instruction that is given should not be taken out of context, because sometimes people will read that. In fact, unfortunately, some churches, and I will quote churches, religious organizations, have used this scripture in the totally wrong way. They've made it because... And they'll quote James 4 as well. They'll say, you know, you do not have to ask because you do not have because you do not ask. They preach a gospel of wealth. All you have to do is ask for it. I think they call it name it and claim it is their motto. And that is not what this scripture means. That would view, if you believe that, that God is some sort of magical machine, a slot machine, and every time you pull the handle, and if you pull it enough times, you'll get what you want. And that's not the way God is. That is not the way God is. That's not what that scripture meant. That's the kind of thinking is totally wrong. Ask, seek, knock is not an open book for our material desires. But it does tell us that we are to pray for the kingdom. It does tell us that when we pray and we've prayed the Lord's Prayer, how to pray, It teaches us to pray that our morals and that our ethics will be like Christ's, because that's what he wants us to be. In a word, Jesus teaches us to pray for our spiritual lives. That's what he wants us to pray for. He wants us to ask, and he wants us to seek, and he wants us to knock, so that we will grow spiritually. We are to pray with persistence. And we'll look at the scripture again. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And it's a promise, for who everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. So this language is pretty interesting. It's sort of, you ask, and you build on part of the asking, because the asking is the need. I need something. I'm seeking, so you build on top of the ask. I am seeking. I need to find an answer. I need to find a result. It requires effort and it requires action. And then the knocking is the persevering. It is the keep hammering at that door, because it will open. The stacking of these words is really powerful when you put them all together. You know, it's interesting when you look at this phrase, ask, seek, and knock, this just not a one-time event. In fact, when you translate from the original Greek, it is in a different tense. It's called the aorist tense. And then actually what it says is, it doesn't say just ask. It says, keep on asking. It doesn't say seek. It says, keep on seeking. It doesn't say knock. It says, keep on knocking. Not just once, but continually. Jesus is driving point a home, and the point is this. We are to passionately persist in our prayer. As Walter mentioned and he quoted, pray without ceasing. We are naturally, you know, when somebody is sick, we will naturally pray for them. When somebody is in financial trouble, or when they become ill, or when there are relationship issues, or when we are grieving, or when we are mourning, or when our community or our country is in need, it's not hard to pray, and we will pray. But there is something else that we are to spiritually, with something else we are to pray for. And it's something that we can very easily forget to do, because it's not right there in front of us, like an illness or a financial problem, or a relationship problem. Do we pray and do we persist in our prayers for spiritual growth for ourselves and others? Do we pray for our spiritual growth for ourselves and others? Do we ask, seek, and knock for a pure mind? Do we keep on knocking for a forgiving spirit, or the removal of anger? Do we pray for the removal of jealousy? It seems that we pray for our spiritual development only when we sense our need for God's grace, when we sin. You know, the sight of God's perfect standard and our sin should drive us to our knees in our prayers. We learn that there is no hope apart from God's grace. And there is no hope for spiritual improvement apart from his continuing love and mercy in our lives. We are to ask and keep on asking on those things that will make us more like Christ. We are to seek and keep on seeking. We are to knock and keep on knocking. The key to all of this is the perseverance, to persevere in our prayers, to pray without seeking. Perseverance is the key to this treasure God's treasure, God's grace, and all of the spiritual treasures that He will provide for us. Spiritual treasures that are far more valuable than any treasures on earth. I was reading about a gentleman by the name of Howard Carter. Howard Carter was a British archaeologist. He went in to Egypt in 1922, and he looked into an ancient tomb there and he saw nothing. And for more than 2,000 years, or almost 2,000 years ago, what had happened is he became so excited about archaeology. He knew that there was more to be discovered than what had been discovered. Archaeologists had been around Egypt for over 2,000 years looking for Egypt's pharaohs and their tombs. And nobody found them. It was believed that nothing remained undisturbed, especially in what was called the Royal Valley. With only a few scraps of evidence, Howard Carter carried on his pursuit. He kept on pursuing and persevering for over 6 years. Twice in that six-year period, he had actually come within 2 yards of the entrance to the tomb of King Tutankhamun. Probably one of the most valuable archaeology finds ever. He found it, and somebody finally, when he did enter the tomb, they asked him, "Do you see anything?" And he stood dumbfounded, because standing in front of him, or seeing in front of him, were wooden animals, statues, chests, chariots, carved cobras, vases, daggers, jewels, the hand-carved coffin of King Tut, a teenage king. A priceless tomb, a valuable tomb. And yet, what happens? King Tut dies and he takes none of that with him. All those treasures are gone. He took no treasures with him. None. Interestingly enough, we also have another example. How many ships have sunk in the oceans around the world, filled full of treasures, and people are still out there looking for them. By one estimate, by a gentleman by the name of Sean Fisher, he has calculated that there are $60 billion worth of unfound treasure in the oceans around the world. One of them has been found, this one here. This is from a ship called the Spanish Nuestra Senora. And it was a frigate, and when they found it, they found $500 million worth of coins. Incredible. Incredible. And interestingly enough, the people who found it weren't able to keep it because the Spanish government claimed it all from them and put it all in a museum. And here's another treasure. Physical treasure that nobody gets to take with them. Isn't that crazy? But this is exactly what Christ is telling us when he tells us that we should be persevering and we should be building up our spiritual treasures. He wants to give us great spiritual treasures. He wants to give us treasures that we will persistently pray for. He wants to give us treasures that we will pray for every day, that we will ask and that we will seek and we will knock for them. And what are some of those treasures? Wisdom is one of those treasures. In James 1, verse 5, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, it'll be given to you." How often, and I am guilty of this, do I ask for wisdom every time I'm on my knees and praying? We should, because God is asking us for that. Because when we are given wisdom, it gives us guidance in our life. It gives us the guidance by the Holy Spirit. It gives us wisdom in making our decisions. It is something we should be persistently praying for. We should be praying for understanding on a persistent basis too. There is another spiritual treasure. It says, "Give me understanding," in Psalm 119, "so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart." Yes, we should be asking God every day in our prayers, not for wisdom and not for understanding, all the time asking for these things. What else are we to ask for? Go back. We'll ask for knowledge. In Proverbs 17, it says, "The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even-tempered." It's a spiritual treasure to have that knowledge. It's a spiritual treasure to have patience. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with what? Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Do we pray for those treasures each and every day? Are we asking, seeking, knocking, persevering in our prayers for these spiritual gifts, these spiritual treasures that are available to us because we can ask, and when we ask, we will receive them, and when we seek, we will find them, and when we knock, the door will be opened to us? How about forgiveness? Let me find this. Come on. It won't do what I'm asking it to do. Well, that's not good. Okay, well, we'll say goodbye to that for now. Okay. How about forgiveness? Probably the most important spiritual treasure we could ask for. It says, "Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven." I mean, and do we ask for forgiveness? Yes, we say it in our Father when we say our prayers. "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." But do we? Did we ask for the ability to forgive? That's a spiritual treasure that is so hard. To be able to forgive totally and completely. To love. In 1 Corinthians 13, it says, "If I speak in tongues of men or angels but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." Basically, I'm useless without love. And that is a spiritual treasure that we are given. It's a spiritual treasure that we can ask for. We can ask for love. We can seek love. And we can knock on the door for love. Blair read Psalm 121. It was all about trust. It was about trust. Psalm 121 says that if we trust in Him, it's a spiritual treasure. If we can have this ability to just give up our worries and give them and rest in Christ, that is a spiritual treasure. It's a spiritual treasure that we are given. So here we have just a few that I've mentioned. There are many more. But wisdom, understanding, knowledge, patience, forgiveness, love, and trust are just a few of the spiritual treasures that are available to us. But the only condition for receiving these spiritual treasures is in the persistence of our prayers and in asking for them and in seeking them and in knocking on the doors for them. Because if we persistently ask for increased spiritual growth, we will receive them. That is the promise. It's not a blank check for a Porsche 911. It's not a blank check for whatever you would like to have materialistically. But it is one that says if you do this spiritual request, ask, speak, seek, knock, that we will receive them, but we have to do it persistently. Our assurance is that God will give us anything that is good for us spiritually if we keep asking Him for it. We have all asked for eternal life. We did. We did upon repentance. That was maybe the first time in real prayer you asked, and you know what? It was received, and you have received it because we've been given the Holy Spirit thanks to God's grace. But he wants us to also be persistent in asking for those other things as well. You know, God will never mock our prayers. He will answer our prayers his way. He will answer them with perfect wisdom, and he will answer them in perfect love, and he will answer them with good, and he will not answer them with evil. God will never refuse the requests of his children. As it says in Matthew chapter 7, just after these two verses of 8 and 9, and I wish we could get through this, but I'm sorry we can't, but in verses 9 to 11, he says, look, would a father give a stone to his son instead of a loaf of bread when he asks for it? Of course he won't. Why would God give us something that we ask for and not give us what is the good for us? Would he give a serpent instead of a fish? Would he give a scorpion instead of an egg? We wouldn't do that to our kids. God the Father won't do it to us. It's a promise. God always gives only what is good. So don't be discouraged in our prayer. He is open to hearing our prayer, and he's opening to us to be persistent in our prayer, to pray without ceasing, to be asking and to be seeking and to be knocking all the time. And here's the interesting part. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, Christ says this: do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves can break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. You know, that scripture now has so much more meaning. We can be storing up these spiritual treasures, and they are safe, and they are there for eternity, and they are for us, and they are for us because when we ask and seek and knock, they will be given to us. We just have to be persistent. So maybe on your prayer list for tomorrow or today, you may want to add some of those spiritual treasures. Go on asking. Go on seeking. Go on knocking. Do not be discouraged in prayer. What are you asking for is the question that we should all be asking ourselves. What treasures are we asking for? Because if we are persistent, and God will answer them all in the most perfect way. Great God, Father in heaven, we just thank you so much that we can come to you with this privilege of prayer. Help us to understand the power of that prayer. The power that when we ask and seek and knock, you will answer. But that help us to pray for the right things. To pray for the spiritual treasures that you've made available to us. The treasure of wisdom and understanding. The prayer of patience and love and trust. The spiritual treasure of being able to forgive. Father, we just thank you for these treasures that are so available to us. So we just ask that you inspire our prayers, that we not forget to be persistent in praying for these things. Because these things are what will help us to become perfect as we come to enter into your kingdom. Great God, thank you. Thank you for this knowledge and wisdom that you provide for us. Help us to pray earnestly and to ask and to seek and to knock. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn this off.